Jody Mac here with you on the fan. We'll get the phones reopened in a little bit. But we do have a chance to mix it up a little bit for you because we've got a guest who is a happy camper, or so I believe. We will find out because he's out at a specific camp today and going to be into his team's camp before you know it. Tight end from the New York Giants, Evan Engram, joins us here on the fan. Evan, Jody Mac here. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. You've been busy so far this morning, huh?
Definitely. Getting put a little bit of work this morning, but having fun with it.
Give me some of the details on your working out with the Hyundai's youth football program and the camp you've got going.
Oh, yeah. It's just a great opportunity. It's a great camp. A lot of the young kids, and they get to come out and I get to hang out with them, teach them some football, run around, have some fun, answer some questions, but most importantly, have fun with some of these young kids out here trying to play some football.
It's taking place over at Superdome Sports in Waldwick, New Jersey. They had a morning session, which Evan just finished up. He's got another one coming up about an hour from now. Go into the afternoon. Hyundai's nonprofit organization, Hyundai Hope on Wheels, acknowledges a local hospital affiliate and their continued effort to fight against childhood cancer. And a group of pediatric cancer survivors also participate in the camp. How lit up were these kids when one of their favorite New York Giants showed up today?
Oh man, it was pretty cool. It was pretty early once kids started coming in, but as soon as they walked in the dome, their energy just sparked through the roof, and they were fun. I had a lot of questions and a lot of Giants fans, and a lot of Fortnite dances going on. But it was fun. These kids had a lot of good energy, and we're really happy to be here.
Now 8:15 was the start of camp. You practiced earlier than 8:15 in the morning, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've had some pretty early mornings.
You tell me, you want to be a player? Yeah, you got to be able to get out there and do it early in the a.m. What kind of stuff do you run them to? What kind of drills? Is it hands-on football? Is it more fun stuff? What do you put the kids through?
Just some basic fundamental stuff. Just kind of did a lot of receiver drills, just top of the route stuff, and ball security, and looking the ball in, catching balls, and I had also thrown in some quarterback drills. Everybody wants to be a quarterback, so we got some QB work in, but just the basic fundamentals and just safe and fun drills that all the kids were able to do.
All right, and you also took some time to answer some questions for the kids. What was the best question anybody asked you this morning?
I think the best question I got was, how does it feel just being in the NFL and being on the field on game days? And it was a young kid that asked me that, and it was cool to answer that just to kind of maybe give him some motivation, because just being out there is a really special feeling, just playing the game I love and going against the best talent in the world, in the sport. So it was definitely cool to answer that question and give him something to look for and something to keep working hard.
All right, I'll tighten the question up a little bit. Okay. You come into the NFL as a first-round draft pick. Know you're going to be given a chance to be a significant contributor in your first year in the NFL with the Giants. At what point did you say, all right, now I'm an NFLer? Now I'm not really a rookie kid who has to prove. I'm a member of the New York Giants. You might not be the equal of Eli Manning and his couple Super Bowl rings, but he's my teammate. I'm comfortable in my own skin as a National Football League player. When did that kick in for you?
I think it was a Denver game. It was a Sunday night game at Denver. It was a game after all the receivers and everybody unfortunately got hurt. We were down a lot of men, and it was my role really increased that week, and I had a good night, was making plays, and I was like running out to get lined up in the slot, and Von Miller was out there lined up in front of me trying to slow me down a little bit off the line. And that moment, literally, like just seeing him across from me, I was just like, yeah, I'm in the NFL now. So that was a cool moment, and it definitely hit me when I saw that beast out there.
Evan Engram of the Giants, our guest here on the fan. You mentioned the injuries that happened that game, and to your receiving core, your fellow receivers last year, altogether too often for the Giants. How much conversation do you have? How much contact do you have with your other tight ends and wide receivers and the like? How healthy has the crew become over the course of the offseason?
Oh, man, the guys, everybody, I feel everybody's back to full strength. So I was just running some routes with Odell and Sterling and Roger Lewis. We were all out there in L.A. We were running and working out together, and Odell looks really good. He looks looks fast. He's got his break back, and he's running his routes crisp, and he looks really good. He's really excited to get back out there as well. And our coaches did a really good job of keeping everybody healthy, keeping everybody safe through OTAs, and making sure we're learning the new offense and making sure we got all the guys on deck to get ready for a good year.
All right, I'm going to give you a theory of mine, and you can either agree or disagree, but I want you to react to it. When Odell Beckham is back playing with you, there's an upside and a downside. The downside is you're probably going to get a couple less targets because Odell's going to get a bunch more. Mm-hmm. The upside is you're probably going to be more open because they're going to be worried about Odell and shade the coverage his way. You okay with it either way?
Either way, yeah. In my opinion, the best receiver in the league, one of the best players in this league, and he's definitely gonna do a lot for offense. But even with the talent we have around Matt, at a lot of positions on the offensive side of the ball, it's gonna open up a lot, and defense has gotta respect it and gotta stay true. So, as long as we get some wins, I'm happy either way.
We're talking to Evan Ingram of the Giants here with us on the Fan. He's at the Hyundai NFL Youth Camp over in Waldwick, New Jersey today. Already had the kids working out this morning. Going to get another workout in coming up about an hour from now. Evan, first year in the NFL, you had to go through a tough season both for the team and for you individually because your coach was fired in midseason, not midseason, but in season. You hope that you never have to go through that during your NFL career, and sure enough, you get hit with it year one. Giants made a coaching change. Pat Shurmur comes in, takes over. In the conversations you've had with Coach Shurmur, how will your role change, if at all, in his system as compared to the one you ran last year with Coach McAdoo?
I wouldn't say anything changed. The offense is definitely I really love the offense. It's really creative and really unique, and it puts the defense in a lot of binds. So I'm just going to show up and just be the best Titan I can be. The offense definitely asks a lot of the position, definitely in the run game and pass game and even in protection. So it's definitely a lot on our positions play, our tight end room's plate, but we had a really good spring together. We had a really good coach Lunda Wells is doing a really good job making sure we're ready and we're picking up everything. And but Coach Shurmur is really excited. He used to be a tight end coach, so he's really familiar with the position. And I know I myself, and he's really excited about the opportunities that the position has in his offense.
All right, so Coach Shurmur, a former tight end coach, he's done quarterbacks and head coaching too while he's at it. The fact that he came in and he certainly had seen the Giants, haven't been in the league for the last several years, but last year you didn't play Minnesota, so he didn't get up close and personal to watch you play in a game, but he broke down, I'm sure, all the film on you and everyone else last year. Did he have any specific things that he said to you, Evan, you're good at this, you're great at this, here's the one thing I think you need to improve on? Did he give you any pointers or tips or specific things he wanted you to work on just watching off video? Since there was a coaching change, that's what you got to work off, that he said he wanted you to specifically be mindful of it during the offseason.
No, he didn't point anything out to me, but he was definitely really encouraging with just my ball security throughout the spring, just catching the ball and making sure making sure I'm taking advantage of all the technique and not kind of trying to limit the drops. And that's something I really took pride in this offseason. But he was definitely kind of paying attention to that. And he was really just focused on making sure guys got the offense down and able to play fast. I can definitely tell he's paying attention to just my ball security and securing the ball when it's thrown to me.
Evan, the Giants in this past draft used the second overall pick on Saquon Barkley, running back from Penn State. You've got to run with him in a couple of preseason camps so far. What was, if anything, something Barkley did that you said, wow, I knew he was great, he went second in the draft, had to be good, but he can really do this, that, or the other thing? What was the thing that opened your eyes about your newest teammate at the running back position?
I think the biggest thing is how really I'm excited and willing he is to learn. He's definitely coming in and wide-eyed and learning a whole new offense, and there's a whole different level of ball for him. But he has the athleticism. He has the speed. He has the hands. but he's really attentive to ways. He's really attentive in ways he can get better. And he's open mind. He's asking a lot of questions. And he's also kind of being a pretty vocal leader already. Just keeping good energy and keeping guys going and being a spark for us on offense.
Now, I don't know if you saw it, but your ex-coach, Coach McAdoo, was rounded up by Mr. Schwartz from the Post this week to get off a couple of comments. He likes your team. He thinks the Giants are going to win the division this year and said that don't know if the Eagles are going to be able to handle that pressure. Well, they are the defending Super Bowl champions, and you got to beat the champ to beat the champ. You played the Eagles tough twice last year. What do you have to do to beat the Eagles in the East?
We just got to play a complete game. The both games were really close. It came down to the last second of the game, both times. And that's just football. Just got to play a complete game, got to fight to the finish. Limit mistakes. So they're a really good team, really good defense, and a really good offense. So offensively, we got to take advantage of the time we have with the ball and take advantage of scoring points. But, two great teams and a rivalry. And one of the most historic divisions in the league. So it's always going to be a good battle, but it's just all about just finishing and playing a complete game.
Is there a rivalry that you would compare it to from your collegiate days?
I would say us in Philly is kind of similar to Ole Miss and LSU. It's not the big rivalry like the Giants and the Cowboys, but it's a really important one, and Ole Miss and LSU. That's a really important rivalry to us, and it's a lot of tradition, a lot of smack talk between the fans, and really competitive games. So that's probably our big rival is obviously Mississippi State, but LSU is definitely our second big rival.
Oh, you just made my brother-in-law's day, because I have a brother-in-law who graduated from LSU, and his wife, my sister-in-law, who graduated from Ole Miss. So they have that rivalry in the household going right now. Glad to know you feel exactly the same.
Yep.
Evan, great stuff. Enjoy the afternoon. Have fun with the kids at camp. Looking forward to seeing you when the Giants get their camp underway.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for having me.